Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Lansing City government's huge unfunded liabilities exceeding $600 million finally may be getting the attention it deserves. I first commented on this nationwide problem on this station more than 4 years ago, and began to cover Lansing City government's specific problem 16 months ago. Unfortunately, the recent coverage by the rest of the media understates the magnitude of the problem and leaves out a lot of details that you need to know. The unfunded liabilities are primarily for pensions and retiree health care benefits for past and current city employees. The rest of the media is not telling you that these growing deficits are not part of the city's financial statements. They are also giving you old information. The $600 million figure is more than 2 years old. In June 2014, former Lansing Mayor Dave Hollister, who was appointed by current Mayor Virge Bonero to head the financial health team investigating this financial crisis, wrote a commentary published in the Lansing State Journal, saying that the unfunded liability as of last summer had grown to almost $650 million. Now, 16 months later, it is entirely possible that the liability now exceeds $700 million. Some local politicians complain about the prospect of selling the Board of Water and Light to partially cover these liabilities. Well, if the city does not sell assets, that leaves two alternatives. First, the city could declare bankruptcy, where current and past city employees would suffer the most. Second, the city could pursue other cost-cutting options listed in the financial health team's report last year. For example, Lansing City government could repudiate 100% of city employee retiree health care benefits, which is now being considered by the City of Chicago. Or the city could change the pension plan so that no employee could start drawing benefits until age 65, no matter when they retire. It is time to stop deceiving the public. Lansing politicians need to face up to reality. Either quickly do something drastic or face filing bankruptcy not that long in the future. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.